This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. And David, we're going to be experiencing your host style in the next couple of weeks while Steve takes some summertime off. Welcome.
Thanks, Renee. I'll give it my best.
And we turn now to President Obama's leadership style. A clear picture of how he's handling his presidency is emerging after 5 months in office. It emphasizes the pragmatic over ideology while playing to the center on a range of issues, from Iran and Iraq to gay rights to Guantanamo Bay and health care. NPR's Don Gagne asked some analysts to assess the way the president is managing the job.
Conservatives call Mr. Obama the most liberal president ever. Liberals say they wish that were so. But the president seems intent on defying any such categorization. He says he wants to hear many diverse voices as he makes policy. His comments as he kicked off his push for an overhaul of health care are typical.
There are going to be different ideas and disagreements about how to achieve this goal, and I welcome all ideas. We've got to have a good debate. What I will not welcome, I will not accept, is endless delay or denial that reform needs to happen.
During the 2008 campaign, candidate Barack Obama was a brand marketed in a way to appeal to as broad of a swath of voters as possible. Professor John Quelch of the Harvard Business School sees the administration still doing that, but now with policy.
Controlling the center is as important in the post-election period as it is in a campaign.
Quelch is the author of the book Greater Good, How Good Marketing Makes for a Better Democracy. He describes President Obama this way.
He is the chief marketing officer of the United States.
Which, Quelch says, requires being an effective pitchman.
He is the chief cheerleader of the United States brand domestically and around the world. He has to articulate what that brand stands for and how it translates into specific policies.
But if some call the president the nation's chief marketing officer, others see a different template.
I think of Barack Obama now as the community organizer in chief.
That's Sanford Horwitt, author of a biography of Saul Alinsky, the legendary Chicago community organizer. Alinsky's teachings were an inspiration to Barack Obama when he was a young organizer on the south side of Chicago.
There's one line that Barack Obama borrowed from Saul Alinsky that he uses frequently. And that line is the difference between the world as it is and the world as we would like it to be. And a real hard-headed community organizer has a vision of the world as he or she would like it to be, but knows that he or she must start in the world as it is. And once you really accept that difference, you really become, I guess you might say, very pragmatic.
And for a community organizer, pragmatic means winning some of what you want this year, making progress, and knowing you can always try to get more down the road. But that approach is what troubles some of President Obama's most liberal supporters. A partial list of their complaints would include an Iraq withdrawal that's not fast enough, a decision to close Guantanamo Bay but maintain the right to hold some detainees without charging them. There's the continued existence of the military's don't ask, don't tell policy, and a determination to overhaul health care but not going far enough toward establishing a much more government-dominated plan. University of New Hampshire business professor Ross Gattell says that's what happens when you look for consensus by giving a seat at the table to those who aren't part of your traditional base.
There's people who are strong supporters of President Obama who feel like they don't really want to share the table.
Professor Gattell then adds,
there's going to be on some issues where you find that moderate position where nobody's entirely happy, but nobody's entirely unhappy and don't fight and resist. And that's the only way to move forward.
Factor in that the difficult foreign policy and domestic challenges Mr. Obama faces all at the same time add to the pressure and the urgency. If the president gets positive results, then this approach will be praised. If not, then finding consensus gets even harder. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.